कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमति हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ISKCON founder Acharya, BBT founder Acharya, savior of the whole world, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Oh, Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 8, Text Number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 5, Chapter Number 8, Text Number 10. దిస్ ఇస్ అ ప్రోజ్ సో వీ విల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్ ఇట్. న్యూనం హి ఆర్య సాధవ ఉపశమ శీల కృపణ సుహృద ఏవం విధార్థే స్వర్థాన్ అపి గురుంథాన్ ఉపేక్షంతే. సో వీ విల్ రీడ్ ద వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. నూనం ఇండీడ్ హీ సర్టన్లీ ఆర్య దోస్ హూ ఆర్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఇన్ సివిలైజేషన్ సాధవ సెయింట్లీ పర్సన్స్ ఉపాసమశీల ఈవెన్ దో కంప్లీట్లీ ఇన్ రెనౌన్స్డ్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ కృపణ ద ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ ది హెల్ప్లెస్ ఏవం విధార్థే టు ఎగ్జిక్యూట్ సచ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ స్వ అర్థాన్ అపి ఈవెన్ దేర్ ఓన్ పర్సనల్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ గురుతరాన్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఉపేక్షంతే నెగ్లెక్ట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయచరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఈవెన్ దో వన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ద రెనౌన్స్డ్ ఆర్డర్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ సర్టెన్లీ ఫీల్స్ కంపాషన్ ఫర్ సఫరింగ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. One should certainly neglect his own personal interests, although they may be very important to protect one who has surrendered. Purport. Maya is very strong. In the name of philanthropy, altruism, and communism, people are feeling compassion for suffering humanity throughout the world. Philanthropists do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material conditions. Material conditions are already established by the superior administration according to one's karma. They cannot be changed. The only benefit we can render to the suffering beings is to try to raise them to Krishna consciousness. Material comforts cannot be increased or decreased. It is said in Bhagavatam, as far as the material happiness is concerned, that comes without effort. Just as tribulations come without effort. Material happiness and pain can be attained without endeavor. One should not bother for the material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. In this way, everyone advances spiritually by the grace of Lord. For our instruction, Bharata Maharaj acted in such a way. We should be very careful not to be misled by so-called welfare activities conducted in bodily terms. One should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of Lord Vishnu at any cost. Generally, people do not know this or they forget. Consequently, they sacrifice their original interest, the attainment of Vishnu's favor, and engage in philanthropic activities for bodily comfort. Om Ajnana Thimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురో వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖానితాంశ్చ నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమో మహావధన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనీశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధూభ్యయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారిణం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ యూస్ఫుల్ అండ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వెరీ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ విచ్ హ్యాస్ మెనీ మెనీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ లెసన్స్ ఫర్ అ సాధక టు లర్న్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ ద రెనన్స్ ఆర్డర్. సో when I came to Krishna consciousness, one of the first classes I heard from a sannyasi was from His Holiness Gaur Krishna Maharaj. Very, very wonderful lecture series he gave on the stages of devotional service. So in that, he was telling about Bharat Maharaj and he was mentioning that Bharat Maharaj had one contact and he had to take three lives. What about us who have 3,000 contacts in our phone? What will happen? He was telling. So attachment is such a thing that we don't know what it can make us do and how it can transform our life. So here in this verse, it is said that he is saying that he should give up anything important in the life to save or help the person who has surrendered. So this has been always a very, very big discussion in the Vaishnava circles. Should we do social welfare or not? Should we take this stand or not? If at all we take, what should be our consciousness? What should be our mood when we try to help people, show our compassion? So, it is said that for a Vaishnava, compassion is not an option. It is a default quality of a Vaishnava that he should be compassionate. But only thing we have to keep in mind is, what is compassion and how do we show the compassion? Compassion is not wrong, but misplaced compassion is wrong. Compassion as instrument of Lord and right way of compassion to the living entities is perfectly all right mentioned in the Shastras. So, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an instruction. What is the instruction? Janma sardhaka kari kara paropakar. First save yourself and then help others. Like when we are traveling in the flight, they say, first you put on your oxygen mask and then you help others if at all you want to. So first you deliver yourself, be situated properly, and then we have to show compassion in the right mood. So what is right mood of compassion? It is said that karmis, jnanis and yogis, all of them are swartha. They have their own swartha, they have their own things to do in their life. Karmi wants his results, jnani wants to go to moksha, yogi wants siddhis, but only bhakta is niswartha. That's why it is said, bhukti mukti siddhikami sakale ashant krishna bhakta nishkama athaiva shanta. Why? Because he does not want anything for himself, but he is ready to do anything for anybody as an instrument of compassion of Lord. That's why we see in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, he is praying, I do not want to come to you, I want to preach to everybody till the time the last living entity goes back to Godhead. This is how a Vaishnava shows compassion. Like we see in the life of Srila Ramanujacharya, when he went 18 times to Tirukostiyur to get the meaning of mantra, but his guru was not giving. Only when he went for the 19th time, he mercifully gave the mantra and he said, this is one instruction I am giving, never and ever tell this mantra openly to anybody. He says, yes, Guru Maharaj. And he goes up to the Gopuram of Tirukostiyur. How many of you been to Tirukostiyur? It's a very, very intense climb if you want to go on the Gopuram. It's not very easy to go actually. So he climbed all the way. He went up to the Tirukostiyur Gopuram and he gave mantra to everybody. because he understands that this is real compassion. Giving the names of holy names of Krishna, giving an opportunity for the living entity to serve Krishna, giving an opportunity for the living entity to hear about Krishna. This is the greatest compassion which we can show is by giving Krishna naam. Shatru chedaika mantram sakala upanishad vakya sampujya mantram samsarochheda mantram tamudita sanga nirnaya mantram sarvaishwaryaika mantram vyasana bhujaga sandana sadanta mantram jivve sri krishna mantram japa japa janma safalya mantram. If you want to really deliver somebody, give them Krishna naam and he'll be delivered. This is the right kind of compassion which the Vaishnava acharyas have exhibited in their lives. We see Mahaprabhu's Leela, Nityananda Prabhu, Markhai Premade. It is said that he underwent the beatings of Jagai Madai, but still he gave Krishna Prema. This is the instruction of Mahaprabhu. What did Mahaprabhu tell his followers? He told that Hamara Agnyayoi Guru Oi Desh, Sarvatra Prachar Boi Moranam. This is the instruction of Mahaprabhu. He says, Suno Suno Nityananda, Suno Haridas, Sarvatra Amara Agya Koibo Prakash. What is the Agya which Mahaprabhu is giving? Prati Ghare Ghare Gai Karo Ei Bhiksha. Go to every house, each and every house, Ghari Ghari, and ask them for this Bhiksha. What is the Bhiksha? Bajo Krishna, Olo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Go to every house, beg them that please chant Krishna Naam. Please do Krishna Bhajana. Please preach Krishna consciousness. These are the instructions of Mahaprabhu. So, in the line of Vaishnava Acharyas, we see that compassion was exhibited by each one of them, but in the right mood, in the right way. Same thing with our Srila Prabhupada, who went to Western world just to fulfill the mission of his spiritual master with the right mood of compassion. Enduring so many problems in his life, went on a cargo ship, underwent 2 heart attacks. Nobody he knows in the Western world. He just went there. For a while, he went to preach Krishna consciousness, to give mercy. This is the right way of showing compassion when it comes to the Vaishnava circles. So, spiritual knowledge, giving spiritual knowledge actually transforms people rather than providing any kind of material benefit. So here also in this verse it is said that one should be ready to give up anything which is most important for them to help others. So this is what actually our Vaishnava Acharyas have told us to do. Give up whatever is important to you, show compassion to the living entities with the right mood and in the right way. Ramanujacharya is telling, when his Guru Maharaj comes and tells him, you will go to hell. Said, okay, no problem. If all of them can go to Vaikuntha, if I can go to hell, that is okay for me. This is real compassion. Srila Prabhupada undergo many, many austerities and so many sufferings. Srimati Morarji tells him that you will die. You can hear that recording also. I told Swamiji that he will die if he goes to the Western world because it is very cold there. But still he went. Is it not compassion? It is just not compassion only when we try to feed people or give them clothing, give them shelter, make houses and give them, or give them some material education. That is there for sure. But this is highest. This is the right way. Madhav Gopal Prabhu, and in the series of lectures we have been seeing how it is said that Srila Prabhupada also says in the purport that if you want to save somebody, Srila Prabhupada often says, save the person, not the coat. He tells this story that in one place, one Jamindar was drowning and he was telling, please save me, please save me. And the person was holding his coat and he was pulling it. And then people say that, why are you saving the coat? Save the person. If the person is saved, he can buy millions of coats and he can distribute also many coats. The soul has to be saved. The compassion, real compassion, is to the soul, not to the body. So that has to be remembered. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that in Bhagavatam we see this example of Bharat Maharaj showing compassion to the deer. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see the story of Shivananda Sen showing compassion to the dog. So here also he is showing compassion to an animal, here also he is showing compassion to an animal. But there is great difference. when Shivananda Sen first saw this dog, he got the dog and he started feeding. And one day he was so busy, he told his worker that you feed. And somehow he forgot. And then when he came back, he asked, Arey, what happened? Did you feed? He said, no, I did not feed, I forgot. And then he fasted for one day because that dog was not fed. And that dog went somewhere and finally he found it in Puri. And he found the same dog in the shelter of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was removing coconut and feeding the dog. And then Mahaprabhu delivered the dog. So Prabhupada says that if you want to show compassion, show how Shivananda Sen did. What is the difference between Bharat Maharaj showing compassion to the deer and Shivananda Sen showing to the dog? That Bharat Maharaj got attached and Shivananda Sen did not get attached. So this is the main point which we have to remember, that showing compassion also sometimes may bind us in different ways. In very, very serious ways actually, if we have to mention properly. Especially when we are in the renounced order, if we don't do it as an instrument of Krishna. Sometimes preachers, it is seen that preachers do preach, but with the feeling somehow, it may be there that I am preaching and they are getting delivered. So that kind of preaching may cause intense attachment to the with the followers. And then when some followers, see, it is seen in preaching that some people may get attracted to some other preacher. From our classes, they will go and hear some other classes and they will hear somebody else's kirtan. Or sometimes one preacher was recently talking to me and he was telling me that I got really irritated in class today. I asked why. One Prabhu asked me one question. So I asked him, where did you hear this from? He said, I heard from this ex-preacher. Why is he hearing his classes? He should hear my classes. No, I have spent so much energy. So I was telling Prabhu, in this day and age, the internet, you can hear from anybody you want. You just open one topic, you will, hundreds of lectures will come. You cannot say you should not hear from anybody. It is his wish. So he was saying, no Prabhu, it should not be. You should hear from only one person who is really helping them on the floor. He was telling, I am serving them every day. I am giving them my number. I am telling them, please call me if any problem. I am calling them for their birthdays. So they should hear from me, like that he was saying. So I told, this is not the way actually of preaching. You should be detached. You preach, give inspiration. If they are inspiration from somebody else, okay, let them continue. So, when we are preaching, we have to always keep this in mind that we are not the source of compassion. We are not preaching to deliver them. We are just an instrument. What acharyas have given us, we are just passing. Like many devotees are doing. Let them get attached wherever they want to hear, wherever they get inspiration, wherever they are advancing in Krishna consciousness. Let them be happy. So, here, there is a big contrast between Bharat Maharaj's compassion to the deer and Shivananda Sen's compassion to the dog. That is attachment. If we can do any seva, if we could do preaching without attachment, like we hear in the life of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he was asked to do youth preaching, so many centers, such flourishing youth preaching. And then one day his leader said, please go and preach in Mumbai. So he left all the preaching centers and came to Mumbai. So, detached way, whatever is told, without any attachment, you carry on. So, that is how the preaching has to be done. So, here in Shastra, we see different examples. One example we see of Dasaratha Maharaj, Dhritarashtra and 100 sons. Dhritarashtra had 100 sons. And second personality who had 100 sons were Rishabhdev. Dhritarashtra had 100 sons, Rishabhdev had 100 sons. Dhritarashtra could not deliver his 100 sons because he was attached to his sons. But Rishabhdev, he was aloof, he could detach himself from the family, and also he gave such wonderful instructions to his 100 sons and delivered them. The cause of bondage or liberation is just attachment. We are just careful in one thing. Dhritarashtra would hear all wonderful things from Vidura. But when he would stand before Duryodhana, whatever he says, okay, okay, okay. Because he was attached to his son. బట్ రిషబ్దేవ్ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్లీ హీ సేస్ వండర్ఫుల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ టు హిస్ సన్స్ తపో దివ్యం పుత్రకాయైన సక్త సచ్ వండర్ఫుల్ థింగ్స్ హీ హెస్ గివెన్ హిస్ సన్స్ బికాస్ ది ఓన్లీ థింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆస్పీషియస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ శ్రవణ కీర్తన స్మరణ వందన పాద సేవన దాసరే ఉజల సఖి జన ఆత్మ నివేదన గోవింద దాస విలాసరే పర్ఫార్మింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు విష్ణు కృష్ణ దిస్ ఈజ్ రియల్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ దిస్ గివ్స్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి వన్స్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ సేయింగ్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ దట్ దిస్ గోవర్ధనికో విలేజ్ ఈజ్ అ ప్లేస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ టు సర్వ్ రాధా బృందావన్ బిహారి యు సీ వాట్ ఆల్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ జస్ట్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ సర్వింగ్ రాధా బృందావన్ బిహారి సో మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ ప్రసాద్ ఎవ్రీడే సో మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ ఎంప్లాయ్మెంట్ సో మచ్ డెవలప్మెంట్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ సచ్ అ సెక్లూడెడ్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ సో మచ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ జస్ట్ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ అ ప్లేస్ వేర్ వీఆర్ సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ He said, this is what it means by watering the root. You water the root and it will take care of everything. He was saying, he was quoting Prabhupada telling in one sannyas initiation of one brahmachari that a sannyasi's duty is to serve Krishna. He should serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna will take care of the entire world. To give an example, Maharaj was telling about Govardhaniko village. How just by serving Krishna we are able to do so much. Such wonderful activities are happening. We see such great transformations which are happening in the lives of people. When newcomers come, when we speak to the newcomers and the kind of realizations they get just by staying in this place. Recently I was just going somewhere and I got a call from Yugadharma Prabhu of Govindas. He said, Prabhuji, aap Telugu mein class dete hai na? I said, yes. I said, what happened? He said, one lady from Vijayawada, one Mataji came, just seeing online. She came here, she's spending 4 days' time and she got really interested. She's asking so many questions. She has attended Nimai Leela Prabhu's classes in the yoga school and she just called me yesterday and she was telling, Prabhuji, this place is so transforming, this is so exciting. I really want to know more and more about Krishna consciousness. So, this is a place where transformation is happening just because all the devotees are lovingly serving Krishna. So, this is watering the root. You serve Krishna and Krishna changes lives. Krishna takes care of everything. So, what is the problem with materially showing compassion? If you want to give some food, give some shawl in the winter, give them some, make them some houses and give. So once there is a hospital, cancer hospital in Hyderabad called Basavatarakam. It is a charitable cancer hospital. So just beside that hospital, one of my relatives stay. So I was going to their house and somehow our car was parked on the road and I was observing what's happening there. Just because it's a charitable hospital, many people from villages come to the hospital. So what happens is all these people who wants to serve food, they bring lots of food in one truck, they stop their trucks, Ben, BMW, all of the big cars come and they open their dickies and start serving food. And all these people make big, big lines and they take in the pattal and they start eating and one more Ben's car comes and they open their dicky, they throw whatever is in the plate and they go there. And they see there and if they don't like something there, they throw the plate there and go there and take from the third person. So it is not that they are feeling great gratitude that they are giving me food. It's not like that. In that also they want to see what is the best and accept that. And if somebody is not giving something, they'll say, Are ye kyun nahi diya, wo kyun nahi diya, usne wo diya. I was literally seeing all this on the road, things happening. They demand also while accepting charity. So how much will you do? Once I was at home, one of my workers in our factory, he was asking my father, can you give 1,000 rupees? My father said, I don't have. Then I was a little shocked. And then later I asked my father, why are you saying you don't have 1,000 rupees? You really don't have? He said, I have 1,000 rupees, but I cannot give him. I should not give him. you know, he's addicted to drinking. He will not go and give this 1,000 rupees in his house. He will go drink somewhere and go home, and his wife will call me saying that he is not there at home. What should we do now? Where should I search? Is he in the factory or not? So that's why I did not give. So we should have intelligence in what way we want to help. If we want at all to help a person, we should do it in a right way, which is really, really beneficial for you. So if somebody is going to misuse what you are going to give, if somebody is not having that gratitude that this person has given, so we should do something, then there is no reason to help that kind of a person actually. Sometimes we see in the nowadays the beggars on the road. So in Hyderabad, I did not have any prasad or anything. So I just I was going in the car and I moved down the window and I gave him 2 rupees coin. He said, "Rendu rupayalu enduku istunnarandi? 10 rupayalu aina ivandi." He's telling, at least give 10 rupees. He's telling, a traffic is moving, but he's demanding 10 rupees. What will I do with 2 rupees? 2 rupees, 10 rupees mein to kam se kam chai aayega, 10 rupees to de do, like that he was telling. In Telugu he was telling me, 10 rupees he is asking. So in the so this is how people are begging also these days. So how much will you help? Whom will we help? How much can you help, first of all? That is the question. How many days can you feed? And how much do you have to feed a person or help a person? So if at all we want to do something, give them Krishna. And if at all it is useful for these things which can bring them closer to Krishna, you should do it also. Like we have our Bhaktivedanta Hospital. But the whole purpose of Bhaktivedanta Hospital is to give Krishna. We have the Barsana Eye Camp. People come and they get introduced to Krishna consciousness. So many new doctors go there and they have such wonderful experience of serving Vrajavasis in Barsana Dham and hear Vishwaroop Prabhu's lectures and they get inspired in Krishna consciousness. We have our Annamrita which serves prasadam to everybody. So many people are getting connected to different. If we want to help, it should be through Krishna, not through us. So what is the problem if we do it directly? There are many, many problems. Actually, I went to one of the programs in Telangana. So it was a very huge hall. It was about a capacity of 3,000 people can sit in the hall. So when I was walking, on every chair, SVS was written. Then I moved my head up, every fan, every panka, SVS, 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 4 times. Some of the fans were not working. Still, SVS was written. Carpets, SVS was written. Bench, SVS was written. Vyasasan, SVS. Mic, SVS. So he asked, "Who is this SVS?" He said, "The person who has donated. Venkata Srinivas. His name is there on everything." And big, we have Krishna or Radharani. Like that, he had big photo just behind me. Big photo of him giving this donation to this ashram, to this panda. So doing it directly may sometimes make us proud. It may make us feel that we are doing, I am doing, so my name should be there on everything. And we think we are the one who are doing, we are the one who are showing compassion, we are so great. This kind of mentality may come. So that's why it is very, very dangerous for us to do it ourselves. If we can do it through Krishna, what happens? It is said that grihasthas give their donations to the temple and temple distributes prasad. You are only doing the seva, but through Krishna. So when we do a seva through Krishna, it transforms our life. It transforms people's life also. Seva through Krishna. But if we do it directly, then there are so many negative consequences which we may have to endure in course of time. So this is how we have to be very, very careful. Like if water is not pure, what we do, we take it through a process of filtration and then we get clean water. So we may be not pure, our intentions may not be pure, but you take it through Krishna, all your intentions will be purified. And you want to serve wonderfully, no problem. So devotee is not hard-hearted at all. Para dukkha dukhi. If somebody is suffering, devotee cannot bear. So, but a devotee should understand that whatever he does, whatever dukkha he sees in others' lives, he solves it through Krishna. He solves it as an instrument of compassion of Krishna. So this is very, very important to understand if you would want to help somebody. So Vaishnava fold also encourages seva, but with the consciousness that Krishna has given me and we are offering this to Krishna and Krishna is giving them. Krishna is in the center and we are not in the center. So if at all we could do like that with great maturity, with great realization, then it is very better. But what happens is in the case of Bharat Maharaj, we see that showing compassion. Once I was talking to Radhesham Prabhu, so in our course of discussion, we were traveling somewhere and he was saying, actually it is not wrong that we help somebody materially, but we have to be very, very careful when we are doing it. It is a very, very vicious trap of Maya, he said. That it is very easy when we help somebody and people are showing such kind of gratitude. Oh, you are my savior, you are the Lord, you are this. People sometimes when we preach also they say, Krishna has come in your form to deliver us. Like that people say. And we are thinking, oh yes, really we are Krishna. We are only delivering them. Then you are gone. So that's why Prabhuji was mentioning this is a very, very dangerous trap of Maya. When we do it with an independent mentality. So when brahmacharis, when renunciates go for preaching also, we have to remember few very, very important things in our lives. One thing which we have to take care is, are we doing our sadhana nicely? When we do our sadhana nicely, then we can preach nicely. Preaching nicely means with this consciousness that I am the one who is not preaching. It is the mercy of acharyas. I am just an instrument. This is mercy of Krishna. If a brahmachari is doing his sadhana, is following nicely all the regulative principles, and if he's nourished himself, and then when he preaches as an instrument of compassion, it transforms people. Otherwise, sometimes it is seen that the devotee himself gets bound while preaching. He is preaching very wonderfully. He is telling everybody to read Shastra. He is telling everybody you should chant nicely. But when we are not doing it, then that will not have that kind of a great effect on the people. Whatever we do, if we are doing sincerely, practicing sincerely from our side, and we preach, then that brings transformation. Because that gives us a great realization, and a realization that we are just an instrument, and when we preach, then it gives transformation to the people. I'll tell you one small story in this regard. So one, there was once a thief. In summers, like now, it is so hot. People, many of our devotees are sleeping on the terrace and in the corridor because it is very hot in the room. So it is said in the villages that everybody would like to sleep on the terrace or in the verandas in summer. So all of them were sleeping on the terrace. Research shows that maximum thievery happens in summers because either people sleep on the terrace or they go for vacation. So all the houses are locked. So this thief, he wanted to make sure if they are nicely asleep on the terrace, and he was holding a creeper and he was going up the terrace. It was a creeper of white bopla, safed bopla. What do you call in English? Ash guard. It was a creeper of ash guard, and he was holding the creeper and he was going up, and he went up the terrace and he saw they are deep asleep, and he said, this is right thing to do. We can nicely loot everything in his house. And he was coming down. Just before he got down, he saw that he somehow, while getting down, he just pulled the creeper hardly. All the safed bopla started falling on him. Dham, 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 one after one. Everything on his head directly. And then he became unconscious because he got so many dhards on the head. And safed bopla, if you know, if you touch it before washing it, you get some white sticky substance on it. So all that white sticky substance was there on his body, and all the people heard these sounds and they came down to see what happened. So this person was like this. unconscious, and a white, white, everywhere white, and his shirt was torn, and his dhoti was torn, so he had only kopin inside, and he was like this. So the old lady who came down to see, actually old people are very curious, what's happening, we have to protect the house. She came running and she saw when this person is sitting like this, "Oh, Swamiji, a great soul has come to our house," she said. And immediately when the oldest person in the house said, everybody thought some Nagasadhu has come to our house, because everything was white and he is in deep meditation. Everybody started telling, "Oh, one great soul has come to our house and he is in Samadhi." And everybody, news spread so quickly like wildfire. Everybody started coming and visiting this sadhu. Everybody started offering puja, obeisances, and they put a hundi there. And they're making so much money, special darshan, VIP darshan, 300 rupees darshan, archana. All of them have started. Everybody, big mela, outside is mela. And this person, bichara, he is unconscious. He's like this. He's not moving. Nothing is happening. And they are making money, everything is happening. Besides, all 100 villages are coming for the festival. 3 days passed. And some fellow, he broke coconut so hardly, sometimes you see water splashes on the face. So he broke the coconut and water fell on this fellow's face. And then he slowly started getting up. As soon as he started getting up, everybody is rushing. "Oh, the first glance of this Mahasamadhi should fall on me." Everybody is pushing themselves. "I'm coming before this sadhu." So all of them were doing, and somehow after some time gaining his consciousness, he slowly opened his eyes and everybody were chanting, "Jai Babaji, Jai Babaji," and everybody were in so much ecstasy. Then he opened his eyes and he saw, oh, so much of money is there this side, and gold is there, and people are falling flat on the ground before him. And he understood what happened to him. And he saw his body and he understood, these foolish fellows are thinking that I am a great sadhu. He understood what's happening and he slowly got up. He saw everything, but he walked off. Without touching anything, he went into the forest. He thought, "I was just accidentally in this position, but still it could bring such kind of transformation in people. What if I really get transformed? What kind of transformation I can bring in the society?" This thought he got and he left. He perfected his life and he became a great sadhu. So especially for the devotees, especially for the brahmacharis, if we can use this principle which Mahaprabhu has clearly given, janma sardhaka kari, are we doing sadhana? Are we chanting the holy names of the Lord nicely? Are we sincerely hearing our spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada's lectures? Are we taking association of devotees? While preaching, we always say association is the most important thing in life. But are we taking association of our fellow devotees? Are we taking association of our spiritual master? Are we serving the Vaishnavas? If we are doing, with that realization, if we are preaching, really transformation can happen in the lives of people, and we will not be a victim of attachment. We will not be a victim of fall down. So this is the lesson, a very beautiful lesson which we can learn from the life of Bharat Maharaj and from the life of Shivananda Sen, is help without attachment. Help as an instrument. Help with compassion, which is coming through the Acharyas and Krishna. So these are a few thoughts which came into my mind when I was reading this verse. So the Acharyas say that there are many, many beautiful lessons one can learn from the life of Bharat Maharaj. It is a very, very beautiful section in Srimad Bhagavatam. So the things which we have discussed is that we have to help others definitely, but with right consciousness in a right way. If we can do that, then we will be safe and we can help people safely. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat ki jai. Hare Krishna. If any comments or questions? Anything you would like to say, Mahabhagavat Prabhu? Radha Madangopal Prabhu? Yeah. So that is what we have seen few points, is when we try to help, then we may be victim of pride. So we may not do what is correct for them. Like we see that people, like I was telling the example of cancer hospital feeding. They are feeding, but what is he getting in that? He's not getting, neither his, that fellow's life is getting transformed. He's taking him for granted in one sense. But at least if we can do it through Krishna, giving him prasad, he will get some bhakti sukriti. And you will also get what you want. You want to help, you do the helping, and then he also gets some bhakti sukriti. And you are not proud, because it is Krishna's mercy. So in that way, helping through Krishna is a situation where we are more safer than doing it ourselves. So when we are doing it through Krishna, that means we are also doing through Krishna's devotees. Somebody is there to guide us, how we have to do and in what consciousness we have to do. Like when Guru Maharaj told Bhaktivedanta Hospital, he gave the principles of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. What should be your motto? What is spiritual education? What is spiritual care? Why this Bhaktivedanta Hospital is there? Because all of you doctors should need association. So you take association of all the devotees and you give your association to the parents, so patients, so that they become devotees. So doing through Krishna means also doing through the instructions and guidance of Krishna's devotees. So that is more safer for us to do in that way. Does that answer your question, Prabhu? Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No.